Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Montreal is facing extreme heat. Temperatures on Monday, June 23rd, reached 46 degrees with the Humidex. Environment and Climate Change Canada issued a heat warning, and the Quebec Health Ministry advised people to stay cool and hydrated to avoid heat-related illness. One Concordian professor, Dr. Lengzhu Leon Wang, is warning that those in denser, low-income areas with older buildings are particularly vulnerable during extreme weather.
I mean, those regions and buildings we call vulnerable buildings or communities in the context of heat waves.
Wang is the associate director for the Center for Zero Energy Building Studies. His research focuses on making buildings more resilient to extreme weather events like heat waves. Wang explains that areas like Rosemont, Park Extension, and here in Côte de Neige, where older buildings are grouped closer together, absorb more heat and create risks for residents.
In the past few years, we've been collecting data across Montreal, including schools, long-term care homes, hospitals, and social housing.
Wang is advocating that municipal and national building codes account for more extreme heat, with factors like better insulation, retrofits, and cooling systems.
We need more efforts and investment, right? To, I think, at least from government or municipality, so that we can have a better buildings and community, and in terms of policy making and developing policy, we can help the, in particular, low-income communities to retrofit their building. And also on the community level, provide emergency services, like say, if the building is not ready for heat waves, in the community level, can we provide some guidance or support, like we call probably some local cooling services.
He suggests that with climate change increasing the frequency of extreme weather events, these considerations are vital for health and safety. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.